Hey guys, welcome back to the Sweat Angel Formula. We are remotely located in the GMC Sierra, taking a road trip with Bone and Mike. Gonna go pick up a new TV for our Wattify system. This is a very risky venture because I'm trying to do a podcast while I'm driving, and anybody knows me.
It's a very bad driver.
I'm a terrible driver.
Horrendous.
So the other day I was driving, and I had that Yeti, that fake Yeti, like a Member's Mark cup.
Fetty. Right turn.
Got it.
Jesus.
And then anyhow, so it was left from Saturday, so it was completely empty. So I was going out to my car. Sam came up. I forgot I put it on the back, like on it's a pickup truck, so I put it on the back. And guess how far I made it? Until I heard metal hit the ground.
Oh, God.
Just take a guess. How far did I make it to I was going to my house.
You made it to your house?
No. But I did make it to the laundromat, which is about...
Oh, okay. That's pretty close.
That's a solid mile, right? At least.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, but like, I made like 6 turns before that final turn and didn't fall off. So Kristen says I drive like, you know, like my dad. And so then I heard it hit and I was like, oh, some asshole just, you know, left trash in the road. And I see it like banging around behind me and I go, oh, it's mine. So I had to pull over. And then I threw it in reverse on the shoulder.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, that's enough. There was a car parked and...
Oh, you're freaking me out.
Sorry, I'm making you nervous. Yes. Anyways, I ran out and got it. But right now we're trying to cross traffic. And this is a bad idea, this direction.
Yeah, because I don't know why you went this way.
I had 10 opportunities to go. Well, you didn't take any of them.
No, this thing's got a V8. So
there's 8 cylinders. Go.
No, right now.
Go.
Oh, my God, we're going
to throw.
We're going now. We're going now.
You're going so slow.
Oh, man. I hit it late. I don't want to go
over. Just imagine being in my car. My car would work down.
Yeah, see, you're... Yeah. There's 400 ponies underneath the hood here. So we're good.
Okay. Not used to that.
I just made that number up, but yeah.
Well, I didn't think you were. I was serious.
Matt Parrish. Okay. Is Matt Parrish out there?
He doesn't wave.
That's probably everyone honks him. Matt Parrish works for the town of Camden. Says he paints fire hydrants all day long.
I got a ticket at this red light.
I'm gonna have to focus. So
it's freezing now.
Is there anything you guys wanted to make mention of about the gym, or you just want to keep just crushing my driving skills right now?
We can keep crushing your driving skills.
All right, what am I doing right driving right now?
Nothing. No. Just keep staring at the phone.
I mean, you're like in between the lines.
I'm not, the phone is down right now.
There's nothing happening on, you, I just saw you look at it. There's nothing happening on the phone.
I just want to make sure we're still recording.
Oh, what are they
but
doing?
It's blank, the screen's black.
Yeah, but it's still recording. All right.
Here's Sam, Scotty Muffler.
Oh, yeah, there's Sam.
Hashtag.
His car's out there. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
Yellow punch
bowl.
There's an awesome-looking Jeep in the parking lot, though.
You want to know what else you did? You looked over your left shoulder for way too long right there.
So you're allowed to look over your shoulder when you're driving.
But I said you did it way too long. You stared for like five seconds.
Your whole body turned with you.
My neck is stiff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to turn my whole body with it.
So what's happening in the gym right now?
Yeah, so what do you got going on?
Gym.
We actually just did an EMOM today. And those of you who are coming in today, or I'm not sure exactly when this will post.
Oh, shit.
Brake lights. God, I'm good.
We almost died.
We're good. So we got Turkish get-ups and pull-ups and Z-presses.
We do not have pull-ups. We have
rope
climbs.
Sorry, I wrote the workout. We do not have... Sorry, I'm very distracted while I'm driving.
So what's going on with the Turkish get-ups? We've been doing a lot of those lately.
Pick your brain for a second. That's a good question. So the Turkish get-ups are really good for... So what they do is they hit internal and external rotation of the shoulder while you're in a locked-out stable position. So I really like a Turkish get-up while you incorporate lower body strength and a little bit of flexibility, too. So
so real fast, I have a story. So we've been doing, Turkish get-ups just the first half, and then Turkish get-downs just the second half. So half the people today, they only did the first half, and they didn't understand that the movement's called a Turkish get-up. So you get up and you're supposed to get back down.
So do I have to rename it? Today would be a Turkish get up and get down.
There was two or three people that just stood up and they just went and like just laid it back down.
Yeah, and they put the weight down and then they lay down. I'm like, what are you doing?
So, all right, yeah, maybe. I guess that's the coach's job to to figure it out.
Yeah, blame it on the coach.
Yeah, was it?
I mean, the name in itself is a little deceiving.
Yeah, but the way we were putting it in the complex, we were snatching it up and then getting down with it. So,
Did we get up? What did we do after we got up? We lunged and then we got down.
Yeah, we
anyway,
did two lunges.
We?
Yeah, bread lunges.
We snatched, lunged, and then got down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so yeah, that's our workout today. But and then tomorrow's Free Friends Friday, and that is probably our most popular day out of the month, the first Friday of every month. It's our free first Friday, so if you have friends or you're just interested to come in.
Why are you laughing?
Who was laughing?
I thought you were laughing.
I scratched my throat. I was like,
anyhow, we got a partner workout tomorrow. All the classes are free tomorrow, so it's a pretty popular day. And then our boot camp starts on Monday. So we still got a couple spots open. And our sweat and stretch starts next Saturday, the 13th.
Which I think people are excited about.
I think they are too, yeah. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be what people...
You break. You're going to hit the clock.
I'm totally breaking right now. Right. So yeah, what is the braking distance like? I mean, should you stop? Should you be completely stopped at a red light? What, like 50 feet behind the car in front of you?
I like to see
20 feet.
The ground.
I like to see.
I like to see the ground in between the car.
That's a good. I like that.
Car.
Could I not? Could you see the ground?
No, I couldn't. But I'm not in the driver's seat, so
okay.
I think that's a good break.
I don't know what it is because I've rear-ended a lot of people. So.
You rear-ended people?
Yeah.
Is that because you were on your phone or?
Nope.
By the way, you cannot text Bo while she's driving. Her mom installed this system where if you text
installed
her.
Installed Apple. She makes me put it on.
Whatever
but
it is.
I like to have it on anyway.
When you text her, it goes, hey guys, I'm driving.
It does
not it's like an automatic
it.
Response.
It's the do not disturb and it sends you and it says, I'm not texting, I'm driving right now. And you have to type, like, urgent if, it like, someone's dying and you need to get a hold of me. And I forget that it's on. And when I drive, I get my phone because my radio doesn't work. And I put it up and I watch YouTube videos.
You wait one second.
Wait a minute.
Text
you don't
somebody
text.
Back, but you're going to watch a YouTube video.
But it's not distracting me because I don't look at it. It's, like, in the...
I do that
what
too.
What is this thing called?
The console. That's the odometer and the speedometer.
Mine's in the middle of my car.
It's the cockpit.
So your
speedometer's in the middle of your car.
Yeah, all this stuff is here.
Okay.
So I put it like right here, and it's like perfect. And I'll just glance at it.
I guess most people do that anyhow. Slow. They have those little sticky things that they put.
So I don't. I forget that it's on. So people text me, and it's with movements. Right now, it's on.
Yeah. So you put your phone right in the middle on top of the speedometer console.
Yeah.
Hey, not relevant to anything. Pet peeve. When people don't brake on the line. You see, there's a car length between this person and the line.
Do you think they're not tripping it?
It drives me effing insane.
Do you ever, if you're the first one and the light's not changed, do you ever throw it in reverse if no cars are behind you, go back and forth to trip it?
No.
Does that work?
What does trip it mean?
No. So, like,
no.
That is a thing.
That is not a thing.
So, like...
I've never heard that.
No, you just want to go reverse when you're not supposed to go reverse. You want to drive.
So the light crossing by where I live, like the Waffle House there, going like
right.
So if I'm like coaching the early group, like I'm the only one out there and it's red. I'm sitting there for like 5 minutes and I'm going.
So you travel backwards?
Yeah, but in reverse. I go back about like 15, 20 feet.
It doesn't do anything.
I feel like it does because sometimes it turns, you know, I get the green light. But maybe that's just because I waited long enough.
It's a dangerous game you're playing out there.
There's no cars behind me. I look.
I feel like you should do it when the cars are behind you.
Well, you can only go back so far then, especially if I'm behind you. So, anyhow, this is... What is up with Dover traffic, too, man? Like, in the middle... This is a Thursday
it's
at...
Lunchtime. Damn,
it's
lunchtime. Oh, it
not,
is lunchtime.
It takes forever to
can
get
we
the
get
Best
coffee?
Buy. We can't get
can
coffee.
Get food?
Do you want to get a... How about... You want food or coffee after Best Buy?
I want a coffee.
No.
Come on.
All right.
Let's get Starbucks. Only food
is Starbucks.
Starbucks
open over here?
I feel like I'm in the car with my siblings, and they always got what they wanted, and I didn't.
We can do both. We can get coffee
what are they
and
building
food.
Over there?
It says Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Huh?
Yeah,
the other buildings.
Yeah, they're putting a lot
don't
of.
Don't look.
Sorry, I can't. Can't tell you. I'm not allowed to look while I'm driving. 10-2 for me.
Rita's gonna open up. It's open, right?
Rita's the most overrated.
Yeah, Rita's
it's already open.
Ooh, this
it's
is a.
Oh, it's camera light.
It's a camera light. Totally. Yeah.
Oh God.
Rita sucks, Rita's, man.
No, it does not. Rita's I just went good. The other day. Rita's, what do you get?
I don't know. I tried everything. I
there's
tried the regular.
Good there.
And what bugs me the most is how long the line is. Like
you get one. There's no line.
That's how like people say like Papa John's is the best pizza. Like you don't know. It's the Papa John's of Italian. There's a way better Italian ice. How about that place in Camden? The La Tre La Sola Dolce Vita. What's the name of that place?
It's like. I don't know.
The ice cream. Dolce.
Yeah. They have good ice cream, but not their. No, their Italian ice is way better. They have like the custard in it. Have you gotten it with the custard?
Yeah, had the, yeah, that's
fish? Yeah.
That's called it. What's that called? That's the way Italian ice is supposed to be made, right? What's it called? Gelato.
Gelati.
Yeah, I've had that before.
It's good. All right, whatever. Okay.
Plus the place in Canada.
I can't have ice cream anyway, so.
Hey, let's talk about me shooting a 68. Shot a 68 in golf.
What does that mean?
Those of you that don't know, a typical golf course is 72 shots.
On 18 holes, right? So that was the best 9 holes you ever had.
So I shot a 68 on 9 holes. So half the golf course. So I was double what you're supposed to be. So
that's bad.
No, it's terrible. And yeah. I didn't even count all my shots because the golf pro said I should only count up to 9 shots on each hole.
Did you ask him?
Yes, I was like, hey, like I'm trying to, because I don't have a handicap set up.
Yeah, but on a par 4, you get a 9?
Yes.
Sorry, on a par 3, you get a 9?
Why do you think you're so bad?
Because I suck at golf.
Just started, he's not that bad.
Yeah, so, and the other thing was I was counting my drops, I was counting any balls that I re-hit, like I was counting all that, which normally I don't do. So like, if I hit 2 balls off the tee, I have to count that as 3 strokes already, so it's kind of,
right, so you counted all your stroke. Did you quit after 9 or did you finish at 18?
No, I stopped after 9. That's all I had time for.
You played a full round in 9 holes, is what you said.
Yes.
As many swings.
Yes. Easily. No, I went over because I
that's why you're so tired when you get done playing golf. Yeah. Because you're swinging twice as. It's like you played 36.
Oh, man.
No, man, it's. Oh, that'll get better, man. The first year I played golf, like. Yeah, I was shooting like 120, 130 and on 18. Oh, I remember when I first broke 100. That was cool. So, Ricky will tell you that story.
But, I wish I had Ricky on.
Ricky would be great on the show.
Call him, catch call.
I can't put call a caller in. We can do that. although driving and doing a podcast is already kicking my ass right now in terms of concentration. So, I'm not going to add one more thing to it. But, yeah, I think Ricky's back. Yeah. So,
no, he's gone again.
He's gone again.
Where is he?
He's on a trip.
He's the head golf coach for the women's Dell State team, and he was telling me the season's about to start. He's going to be really busy. I was like, well, when's it start? He said, April. I said, well, when's it end? He said, April. I said, sounds like a tough season. So he's going to be pretty busy this month.
Oh, SummerSlam's this weekend.
Oh, my God. It's not. It's WrestleMania.
What's the difference?
They're two different pay-per-views.
SummerSlam's in the summer.
I went to a wrestling event in that. What is that?
The Agni thing?
Yeah.
What?
It was the most white trash experience of my life. I left after like 15 minutes.
What was, was it like just a local wrestling?
It was, yeah.
Alright.
Like, could I have like entered it?
No, you still have to be good at wrestling.
I'd be like if you guys had like a local, like, golf tournament.
and Mike and I played in it.
But like if I just like walked up and. No, it's.
You can do that.
But no one's going to watch it. No one's going to pay to watch us play golf.
No, like, these people are a part of a school. So that's like if we went to a CrossFit competition and somebody was like, hey, that we've never seen before. And was like, hey, I'm competing with Sweat Angel Fitness. Oh, and be like, who, you know, you have to train at our gym.
Oh, they're training to be like higher up wrestlers is what you mean.
Yeah, there's a school, like a jiu-jitsu school.
There's a local wrestling school?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Delaware Championship Wrestling. I don't know where it is. I think they changed her name.
Is it?
Oh no, it's Infinite Pro Wrestling.
Is it up north in northern Delaware, or is it like?
I don't know where the thing is. It's Infinite Pro Wrestling. They have a school in Virginia too, I think. I mean, but it's very. I mean, it's Delaware, and a lot of the shows are in Felton, so you're not really pulling a.
Right.
A classy event.
Apparently, those.
Me and Dana Lynn go all the time. Shout out to Dana Lynn.
Bunch of the Red Staters going to wrestling. Is that what it is?
Huh.
Bunch of the Red Staters.
What is that? Oh, Red Staters.
Bunch of MAGA hats. What is?
Oh, absolutely.
What's that? What do we say?
Make America Great Again hat.
It is all of them. Mm-hmm. That's why I left.
So
I was scared for my life. I went by myself on that one. I brought a front row ticket too. It was $20.
All right, we're almost at Best Buy.
It's been real.
It's been real. I think we talked for like 3 minutes about actual exercise. So hopefully you guys enjoyed our discussion. And it's totally impromptu. Sorry if the audio sucks. But I'm just trying to keep us alive here in the car. So, all right, we'll catch you guys next time. Say goodbye.
Adios.
Bye. Bye.
Die.
Still recording.
Still recording.